Well, another risk on day today in the markets. Some optimism about China trade and what a year it's been in the S&P 500, up 25% year to date. A lot of folks are starting to look forward to 2020 and see about how they should position their portfolio. We can get some good color from our next guest, Clark Kendall, President and CEO of Kendall Capital, joining us on the phone. Clark, thanks so much for joining us. You know, a lot of folks dealt with the pain, experienced the pain of the fourth quarter last year, but then we're more than rewarded by the upside here in 2019. Again, the S&P up about 25% year to date. What are your thoughts for the remainder of the year and heading into 2020?
Yeah, so far this has been a great year. We are the investment managers for the middle class millionaire in the Washington, D.C. area. I think, you know, we got to try to get away from just predicting the market, but looking for opportunities within the market.
Okay, so where do you see opportunities?
Well, as I always say, sometimes it's easiest to know where not to invest. I think the 10-year Treasury at 1.9 is not attractive to me. The IPOs, basically the IPOs that have come to market this year have come to market because they're starving for cash. On the opposite side of the coin, and on top of that, the Nifty 50, the top 50 stocks of the S&P, are at huge valuations. I think the other 450 stocks create great opportunities in today's market.
Are there certain sectors, Clark, that you think maybe have been left behind? Some people were suggesting maybe some international stocks, maybe even go on the risk curve for emerging markets. What are your thoughts on where there might be some value?
I think there's some great value. I like to look at things of price to cash flow. I think the fact that Schwab's buying TD Ameritrade is a great example of a company looking in that 450 looking for cash flow. The fact that Walgreens is looking to go private. Why are they looking to go private? Because the cash flow is so strong. So I think there are some great companies out there in that 450 where the cash flow is quite strong.
So going into 2020, a lot of people are expecting a bit of a resurgence in economic prospects, at least in the first half of the year, and then for that to sour in the second half. That seems to be the consensus. What are you advising your clients do heading into next year?
Well, I think kind of predicting how fast the GDP will grow, where interest rates will go, short term, that's very hard to predict. Jeremy Powell basically pointed out we're in a good spot. We have low inflation, we have low interest rates, we have low GDP, we have low unemployment, and I think we take advantage of that. We look at things like Norwegian Cruise Line is a great example of a company having strong cash flow. With low unemployment, people, it's a relatively cheap vacation. Things like United Rental. I mean, the economy is still growing. And, you know, they have a great profit margin, great cash flow. So I think continues to be great opportunities in our economy.
So, Clark, one of the areas that has really been the driver, both on the downside, if you think about the fourth quarter last year, then the upside this year, has been technology, and particularly some of the FANG stocks. Is that a group that is attractive to you, or do you think it's just too rich?
I think we need to be very cautious with the FANG stocks and all the stocks in the Nifty 50. We remember at the turn of the century, everyone at the turn of the century had Cisco and Dell and Qualcomm in their portfolios. Qualcomm has, you know, revenue and earnings are up 17 times, yet the stock price is two-thirds the value it was 19 years ago. So I think we need to be cautious, and that's why I'm saying go back to the fundamentals, price to cash flow. Everyone's indexing, but I think there's great opportunities for the portfolio managers that pay attention to valuations.
Clark Kendall, thank you so much for being with us. Clark Kendall, President and Chief Executive Officer of Kendall Capital, joining us from Maryland.